Okay, here we go. Perek Lamed Hey in Sefer Yechezkel. As we continue talking about the Geula Ha'asida, as we discussed starting in the last perek, this perek is about Edom and Seir, but it's part of the Geula, because it talks about the downfall of Edom. We already had a little bit of this back in Perek Chaf Hey, Pasuk Yud Beis through Yud Dalid. We already had two psukim that referred to the downfall of Edom. The pasuk said there, "Komar Hashem Elokim Ya'an Asos Edom Bin Kom Nakam Leves Yehuda." Right, this was talking about because of what they did at the time of the Churban. "Vayeshmu Hashem V'nikmu Bahem," and they took revenge. "Lochein Komar Hashem Elokim Natisi Yadi Al Edom." I'm going to raise my hand on Edom. "Bichrati Mimena." I'm going to break it. "Adam Omehema Unizatia Churba Miteman Udedane Becharvi Polu." They're all going to see my Nakama V'yadu as Nikwasinu Hashem Elokim. So those are the three psukim in Parachaf Hey. So now it's more expansive, not just the punishment for then, but la silavo in the times of Geula Ha'asita. Over there, earlier, the parak was about Edom. Here, it's about Seir. But really, it's all the same. All of these are similar ideas. The Edom and Seir and Esav are all the same. If you look in the Das Mikra, he quotes here in the Hakdama of the parak, all the different psukim that interchange. Binkom nakam zupula. Let's just find the Lashon. He quotes, "Alayacha shemein Edom liYisrael amadnu bepitcha shel nevua ra'ui litzayin ki sham nizkar Hashem Edom vila perkeinu Hashem har Seir." But ain pele shakach kasu beparshas Todosav. Right, even by the birth, "Vayetze harishon admoni kulo kaderes Seir vayikra shemo Esav." See, in that first pasuk, you have Edom and Seir and Esav, all three. And also, "Vayishlach Yaakov malachim lefanav el Esav achiv arza Seir stay Edom." All three mentioned in the same pasuk. Three shemos boim biyachad. And that's why many times it happens and you interchange them, and that is what is mentioned right here also. This parak is about Seir, but it's also about the others as well, because it's all really one. All really one. The Radak also says here, this is about Be'ez HaYeshua Tiyah Mapelas Edom, when the Geula happens in the future as Ovadia. Well, Beis Hashem will try to get back to that. Ovadia is the name of the Navi who prophesies about Edom, right? That's the Haftarah we read for Parshas Vayishlach, right? The one parak of Ovadia, because it's about the future of Edom, and the Parshas Vayishlach is relating to Esav and Yaakov. Vala Moshim Bahar Tzion Lishpot Eshar Esav. Right, that's what Ovadia brings. The Abarbanel suggests here that it could be, on a deeper sense, that Edom is the source of all other nations. Source of all other nations. So it's about Edom, but it's about really all of those that wanted to go against us. Lachin, kol artzos Italia, hayu v'yuchsu l'bnei Edom, liyosa mehem be'emes, v'shar aratzos hamai rev liyotam. Nichnaos Leromi, right? Because all of them were under the Holy Roman Empire for hundreds of years, and therefore all the nations that came out of that might be related to this. Shebachol Amav Ba'achres Hayamim. All the nations in the future, that is what this is related to. This parak is all about that the enemies of Am Yisrael are going to be brought down. So Vahidvar Hashem Alei Lemar, the parak says, Ben Adam Sim Panecha Al Har Seir. Put your face to Har Seir, prophesize about it, v'hina ve'alav. V'yamar tolo, say to it, ko amar Hashem Elokim, hinni elecha Har Seir. Hashem says, I am at you. V'natisi yadi alecha, unisaticha shmama u'meshama. I will make you desolate. Right, shmama u'meshama, same lashon, the Mitzvah Sion says, v'kafal hadavar l'rov hashimamon. Desolation of desolation. Right, it's an emphasis, it's a double lashon, it'll be totally desolate. Arecha charba asim v'ata shmama tihiyah. I will put your cities desolate, v'yatash mama tiyeh v'yadata ki ani Hashem, as is repeated over and over again. The whole purpose is not just a punishment, but as a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the ultimate goal of all punishments for Am Yisrael or for the other nations. Yaneh yoslecha evas olam, because you have had an eternal hatred. An eternal hatred of Am Yisrael. We're from the beginning of history until the end of history. Where do we have at the beginning of history? Where do we have at the end of history? The Abarbanel points out, it's from the Beten, right? Yaakov and Esav fighting in utero, in womb. So you see, it started off at the beginning of history. Beginning of history, before anything started, they were already fighting in the Beten, right? As Rashi quotes in Parshas Vayishlach, halacha, Esav sone li Yaakov. That's inborn from the beginning of time. Beginning of time. There's all different explanations that are given by the scholars of anti-Semitism throughout the ages. But really, it's whatever they could pick on to say that a Jew is different, right? One time it was money, one time it's power, one time it's Israel. You know, whatever one wants to, one wants to find an excuse to hate the Jews, so they find some ism that exists at that time period. But ultimately, we know Rashi tells us from Chazal, Halacha, Esav, Soni, Yaakov, it's in the Bria, as Rav Chaim Yevalazhin said once, if a Jew doesn't make Kiddush, a guy is going to make Havdalah anyway. So therefore, we're separate. Esav Biyadua, right? Am Levadad Yishkon. And if all the nations, like the Abar Ben El said, are from Edom, so really all of our tzaras are from the beginning of time. So Hayos Lecha Evas Olam, so from the beginning of time. But it's also not just the beginning of time, it will last until the end of time. Where do we have a version, a recording of the end of time? That's the Gemara, the beginning of Masech HaZavodah Zarah. The only Masechta that starts off with Agarata, as we have pointed out in the past, Daf Beis and Avodah Zarah. The Gemara discusses how, in the future, all the nations of the world are going to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and demand Schar. Demand Schar, what's the first one? Who's the first one to come? Rome. Rome is Edom, is Seir, as we have just been talking about. Rome is Edom, is Seir, is Esav. Right, it's all the same. So what happens? Nichnas al-fan of Malchus Romi Tchila. Rome is going to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu first. Why? Because they're the most chashuv. They're the first in the vision of Daniel. Okay, so what happens? What do they say? Amar lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bama asaktem. So Hashem will say to Edom, right, what have you been involved in all history? Omrim Lafanav, will they say, yeah, we're sorry we did that to the Jews? No, they'll say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Harbe Shvakim Tikananu, Harbe Merchetzos Asinu, Harbe Kesev Ezov Herbinu. We did a lot of things. We made marketplaces. We built up economies. V'kulam lo asinu ela b'shvi Yisrael kadei sheyizasku b'Torah. And everything we did was for Am Yisrael. So they can be osek in Torah, and Hashem calls them Shotim Sheba Olam. What are you talking about? You're fools. You did it for your own benefit, for your own physical gashmi pleasures. Tikatav shvakim lo shabem zonos, merchatzos la'adid ben matzvachem, kesef azav shalihu, and they leave bepache nefesh. Rome goes out, paras comes in, as the Gemara continues. But this is the end of time. The end of time, they're still going to have this hatred for us. They're going to say, well, we did it all for them. We didn't do anything. They're going to try to cover it up. Right? The Brisker Rav notes, and the others, the Rav Shlomo Kluger in his Sefer Avodas Avoda on Avodah Zarah here, discusses, you know, why does Hashem call them Shotim? Aren't they Shakranim? They're liars. They're not fools. They're liars. They didn't do it for Am Yisrael. And says the Brisker Rav, no. Maybe retroactively one could look at world history and say it was all for Am Yisrael. Right? L'chor Yipala, he writes in his commentary on Chumash. Eich yimalam libam lomar kein, lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shakol galui lefanav. Ve'eich ye'izu lomar lefanav, sheker galui kazeh. How could they say a sheker like that? Shakol ma sha'asu b'shvakim erchatzos v'gsharam v'melchamos, lo asa lo b'shvi Yisrael, k'di she'asku b'torah. Right, that's the Olam Ha'emes. And there won't be any place for sheker, so what's going on? How do they say that? So explains the Brisker Rav, de be'emes ein b'dvarim sheker klal. They're not really lying. V'gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tshuvaso, enomar lahem ki shakran emeo. Hashem doesn't call them liars, he calls them fools. What's the difference? V'habir b'zeh. D'kemoshe b'tchilas abriya lo nivra ha'olam ela b'shul Yisrael b'shul HaTorah. Just like the world was created for Am Yisrael, b'reishis, b'shvil reishis, b'shul HaTorah, b'shul Am Yisrael, kein koma she'nasev neschadish ba'olam. So too, everything for the beginning of time. Mitchilas abriya v'atov kol adoros, hakol hu rak l'tach l'zeh. Everything is towards that goal. B'shvil Yisrael she'yishasku b'Torah. V'yav she'aras asal l'vnei adam, v'yish reshus l'galecha l'asos b'kir tzonoh, even though there is b'chir chafshis, b'chol zeh ein ha'olam hefker. The world is not without a balabayas. V'lo nasev ha'olam davar masha'eino l'zeh ha'tachlis. Right? So the Rambam writes in his Akdamah to Birsha Mishnayas that it could be somebody's going to build a palace because 1,000 years from now there's going to be a tzaddik that's walking by and he will need some shade. But everything is part of it. So in hindsight, everything they did was for Am Yisrael to learn Torah. So that's what they say. They look at it in hindsight. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, but that's not what your kavana was, right? You didn't have that kavana. Like the Mitzrayim didn't have that kavana to fulfill the bris ben habasarim. So therefore, even at the end of times, they will still retain this attitude. That's what the pasuk here means. Hayos lecha evas olam. It will be eternal hatred from the beginning of time, as we know from the time Esav was born until the end of time, as is described there in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Vatager es b'nei Yisrael. Now continuing, al yidei charev, you will lower, you will be mezalzel b'nei Yisrael with the sword throughout history. Be'es edam, be'es avon ketz. At a time when they deserve it, you will pounce and you will take advantage. Lachain, and because you have done that, says Hashem through Yechezkel about Edom Seir Esaf. Lachet Chai Hashem Chai Oni. Nu Hashem Alakim. Ki Ladam Escha V'Dam Yerdafecha. Im Lo Dam San Esaf V'Dam Yerdafecha. Four times in the pasuk we have the word Dam. The Abarbanel even says the word Edom is from the word Dam. And this is what it's going to be. You're going to be full of Dam. The middle one, though, says, you hated blood. What does it mean, they hated blood? Imlo Dam Sanesa. What kind of blood did they hate? So Rashi quotes three pshatim. What does it mean that they hated Dam? Number one, going back to the early days, Dam Sanesa. Bazisa esa bechora she avodasi haisa mesurlam, the blood of the avoda. Esav, your ancestor. What did he say? Valamazili bechora vayivez Esav esa bechora. You hated it. He was mavazit. You hated blood. You hated avoda. You hated commitment. V'sanesa lios melach lechatz v'cha v'dam ha-karbon. I'm going to become dirty with the dam of the karbon. V'lichloch dam harugim yirdafecha. The blood of you, the ones that you killed, will run after you. But they don't want to get themselves dirty. Right, the Gemara talks about a certain family that used to wear gloves when they did the avoda. Not only was it a chatzitza, but they were mavaze. The avoda, right? David HaMelech says, at the beginning of Brachis, his hands were meluchlach b'shvir v'shilya, k'di l'tari shalabayla. He got down and dirty to figure out what the halacha is. But that's number one, that Esav says, and Edom has this attitude of, we hate the avoda, dam sanesa. Right? What do we need this for? Right? Where Pinkus writes in his Sefer on Chumash, in Parshas Toldos, where this comes up. What does it mean? Many Bali Musar say it also. And that is, Esav was interested in the here and the now. No such thing as commitment. No such thing as putting in time in order to achieve something greater. Right, that's not what life is about in the Esav world. Right, Hayom, Michrasa Hayom, like today. I want it today. It's not about the future and the investment that one is putting in. And Rav Pinkus gives the mashal. He says sometimes we will look at someone who is free, maybe someone who is not chayiv in 613 mitzvahs. Sometimes we look at other people and think that, oh, we wish less responsibility. Isn't that better? Says Rav Pinkus, Lahavdil. What happens if you look at a horse? You're jealous of a horse? A horse doesn't have responsibility. He doesn't have to worry about parnasa for his family. He doesn't have to worry about when his kids are going to get married. A horse doesn't have any worries. Are we jealous of a horse? Of course not. Because a horse doesn't have the ability. He doesn't have the schuyos. Of course there's worry and concerns. But nobody wants to be a horse. But that's what Esav's attitude was. What do I need this for? What do I need this for? Right? Tov, Esav held, Tov hayelo lezalza kamo behema, as nezid adashim melios meshuber lavodas habore. And that's what's mentioned in this pasuk here. Dam san Esa. You hated the blood, you hated the avoda. Maybe that's even the pshat of the Rasha. Maha avoda azos lachem, in the Haggadah. What is this avoda that you're doing? What do I need this for? What do I need these responsibilities? No, I could just be my own person, do my own thing. That is all, though, pshat number one of Dam Sanesa. Rashi second pshat, v'yesh omrim, rotzchim ata yarei, kishar kol adam, v'rotzchim yirdefucha. You hate blood, you're very scared of people who might want to kill you. That's number two. And number three, like everybody, v'yesh omrim dam sanesa achicha, shubsarcha v'damcha. You hate your blood, you hate your relative. Right? You come from Esav. Right, Yaakov and Esav, your brother, your brethren, your cousins, right? You hated them. That's going back to like what we said, the same part of the pasuk. Heyos lecha evas olam, right? Same lashon. That's dam son Esav, according to the third shot of Rashi. So what's going to happen because of this that you hated? V'nasadi ashar seir l'shimama ushmama. Another double lashon. V'chrati mimenu over v'shav. There won't be any passerbyers in your land. Umilesi as harav chalalav, there'll be chalalim and corpses, givosecha v'geosecha v'chalifikecha. Everything that you've done, all the corpses that you've caused, will come to you too. Chalalei cherev yipulu bahem, the chalalim will fall. Shimimos olam etencha v'arecha lo tashovna. Your cities will not return. Unlike, as Rashi says, Mitzrayim, where we said earlier, Vishavti Shavus Mitzrayim, and maybe Vishavti Shavus B'nei Amon, but Seir, Edom, is not coming back. Period. Vidatam ki ani Hashem, and you will know, by the fact you don't come back, and other nations do, you will know that I am a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ya'an, now, Pasuk Yud, starts a second reason why they're going to be punished. Number one was about their torture and their murder of Am Yisrael. But there's a second point. Amarcha es shnei hagoyim veshtei haratzos li tiena virashnuha. You wanted to conquer Eretz Yisrael, and you conquered Eretz Yisrael, and you threw out the two nations. Who are the two goyim? Pashas, the two goyim are Rashi, Radak, Yehuda, and Yisrael. Am Yisrael the split of Am Yisrael since the days of Rechavam and Yeravam. So those are the two nations that you wanted to conquer, and your rejection not only of Bnei Yisrael, but of Eretz Yisrael, the land belonging to Yisrael, so that itself is worthy of punishment as well. As we know, Rashi is the beginning of the Torah. The first thing Rashi says, why does the Torah not start off with mitzvos? Because there's something that we need to know before the mitzvos, and that is, a Jew is connected to Eretz Yisrael. That is the first Rashi in Chumash. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, lo hayitzorach lahaschil es haTorah ela meyachodesh ezel lachem, shei mitzvah rishonah shenestavah by Yisrael, umatam pasach bebereishis, mishum. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Koch Masavi Gidli Amo, Lasislam Nachlas Goyim, Shim Yomru Umos Ha'olam Li Yisrael Listamatem. If any nation says to us that you are robbers, Shekivashtim Artos Shiva Goyim, that you conquered the seven nations, you threw them out, Hey Momrim Lahem, Kol Arash HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we could just say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Hu Bura Unisan Alasha Yashabainov, Birtsono Nisan Alahem, Ubirtsono Natlamim Nisan Alanu. Right? We're not Ganavim. We're not Ganavim. The first mitzvah that we, the first pasuk that we have in the Torah, the whole section of Ma'aseh Bereishis is there to teach us that Am Yisrael did not steal Eretz Yisrael. It's ours, and that's why Edom is punished, because they rejected that connection. As we know, the Ramban writes in many places about the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael, but he writes, even in the Sefer HaMitzvos, that part of the mitzvah is not to leave the land desolate or other nations. That's part of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Not just to live there. Living there is a mitzvah, but if there are other nations there, and if there's desolation, then it's not a mitzvah Bishlei Musa. But up until that point, the Ramban, right, well known, famously says, mitzvah revius that he added on to the Rambam, shesavinu l'reshes aretz asher nasan akel yisbarach v'yisaleh, la'avoseinu, la'avraham, li'isak li'yakov, v'lo na'azva b'yazu l'aseinu min ha'umos. O l'shmama. Desolate or other nations. That's part of this mitzvah. And that's why they were punished here. That's why the Pasuk says here that Seir and Edom are going to be punished because they took this land that is connected. This is the land, the chosen land for the chosen people. There's the whole earth. The whole earth is available besides this little strip of land. But if you want to take over this land, so that you're going to be punished for because this is the chosen land for the chosen people. And Vashem Sham Haya, and Hashem was there. There is another pshat of what Shnei HaGoyim here mean. Because you said, I want to take over the Shnei HaGoyim, which Pashas again means Yehuda and Yisrael. There is another pshat. There is a Medrash. The Medrash says here in Bereishis Rabbah that Esav was a little, clever. Right? The Pasuk says, Vayistom Esav. Esav, towards the end of the Parsha, you know, hated Yaakov. He was waiting for his father to die, and then he was going to kill Yaakov. The Medrash says something a little deeper. Yesh shem va'ever yoshvin alai b'din va'omrim li lo maharakta esachich. I can't just kill my brother. Then they're going to throw me out. And they're not going to respect me. Ela harini holech. What am I going to do? Umitchaten li Yishmael. I'm going to go. What did he do at the end of the parsha? At the end of Toldos, he went and married Basmas, related to Yishmael. So I'm going to go marry into Yishmael's family. V'huba, then I'm going to get him and encourage him. V'orei mo'ala b'chora. I will get him riled up about the b'chora. And the heck that I didn't get it. V'hargo, then what's going to happen? So I'm going to get my Yishmael, my cousin Yishmael, in order to kill Yitzchak. Then me, as the son, I'm going to kill Yishmael, says the Medrash. And I'm going to yarshin Yishmael's family. I'm going to yarshin Yitzchak's family. Those are the two mishpachos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and that's what Hadu Dechsev, the Medrash says, they are in Toldos, Parsha of Samach Zayin, quotes our Pasuk. Yana Marcha, Shnei Agoyev, V'Shnei Aratzos, Li Tihiyana V'Yirashnua, V'Hashem Shem Haya, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not the choker lave, as the Medrash says, and therefore he knows. So that's another idea here. Shnei HaGoyim. The Rinas Yitzchak also quotes other sources, Maharals and others, that really, how many Amim are there altogether? Yesh Rak Beis Amim, based on a Zohar, besides Am Yisrael, Esav and Yishmael. That's it. All other umos flow from Esav and Yishmael. So maybe based on that Zohar, he explains, that's what's going on here. The two nations wanted to be the two nations, meaning they're going to conquer the Yishmael, right? Like we saw in the Medrash, and Yisrael, and they're going to be the only nation left. They're going to be the only nation left. The Esav Ratzal Akar Yisrael v'Yishmael Sharak Heim Lachud Ikri Goyim Milavad Esav. And Yishmael is extra besides that. And that's the two nations that are being referred to in this pasuk. Either way, Hashem says, because of that, Lochain pasuk yud aleph chai ani noam Hashem alokim basisi ka'apcha ukinascha. I will do like your anger, asher asiso misinascha bam, from your hatred for them, v'nodati bam asher eshpatecha. And I will let you know, v'yadata ki ani Hashem, shamati es kono tosecha. I've heard all of your blasphemy that you've said on Hare Yisrael. You will be left to lie. You will be left to lie desolate. And the parak ends off that everything is going to be lishmama, simchas, like the simcha that you got when Bnei Yisrael was destroyed. So too, I'm going to do for you. The Avos Yehonasan, Rav Yonasan Eibishitz, writes on Ovadia. That means in the Haftorah for Vayishlach. So he writes there that we know the Chazal tell us that Yaakov Avinu was waiting to go back to Eretz Yisrael until Yosef was born. We're talking about the end of Esav and the end of Edom. The Gemara says, "Ein Esav nofel el biyadzaro shel Rachel." And the question he deals with is, why did Dafka, first of all, why Dafka Yosef and not Binyamin? Right? Dafka waited for Yosef to be born, and now Yosef is going to defeat and not Binyamin. So he explains, the Avos Yonasan says, Binyamin was a kadosh imzera, right? It was kulo kadosh. He was born in Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't roy to lower himself to be involved in Esav HaMesuav, says Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz. L'fisha binyamin olad b'Eretz Yisrael. V'kulo kadosh v'ina roi shel yilchom binyamin shu kodesh amzera imzera Esav hametuavim. Ulam Yosef nolad b'chutz laretz v'hu yilcham b'Esav. And that's what Yaakov says. Lo pikesh, he didn't want to leave before Yosef was born. Because if he left before Yosef was born, then he would also be kulo kodesh. He wouldn't be able to fight with Esav. So he waited till Yosef was born. And that's why Chazal say, Nolat Sitno Shel Esav, and that is why he was able to go back to Eretz Yisrael. But again, this is the end of Esav, the end of Edom, what we daven for, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu take us out of this galus in the days that are coming very, very soon. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we'll pick up next time with Perek Lamed Vav.